In this bulletin, an in-principle agreement to manufacture mRNA vaccines in Australia from 2024. Victoria's COVID-19 hospitalisations reached the highest level in almost a month, and a new campaign to promote COVID-19 booster shots. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Australia plans to set up its own mRNA vaccine manufacturing facility to help the country prepare for future pandemics. It would be built in Victoria as part of an in-principle agreement between the federal and state governments and Moderna. It's expected to produce as many as 100 million vaccines each year from 2024. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it will be the largest producer of mRNA outside of the United States and Europe.
And so we set about the task of ensuring that we have the manufacturing capability to do that. First of all, to keep Australians safe and to protect their health, not just against COVID, but against the many other communicable diseases.
Labor's industry spokesman Ed Husic says 2024 is too late to start manufacturing vaccines.
We now get told that we will have domestic mRNA manufacture, not in 12 months, not in the extra 12 months that they said, but 2 years into this pandemic, we'll get it 2 years later in 2024. Imagine how better lives would be if the Morrison government, instead of being addicted to showmanship and fancy announcements, actually did what they said they would do in October 2020, which is start manufacture here.
Victoria has recorded 1,189 new COVID-19 infections and a further six deaths. Hospitalisations with COVID-19 have reached the highest level in almost a month. The seven-day hospitalisation average is 327, a rise of 15 from Monday. COVID-19 restrictions are to ease further on Wednesday across New South Wales. The same rules will apply to all people regardless of their vaccination status. Density limits will no longer apply and business COVID-safe plans will be optional. Masks won't be required in all public indoor settings, although people will still need them on public transport, planes and at airports. And residents will not need to check in with a QR code at all venues they attend. Australia's vaccination program for COVID-19 booster shots is to be more widely promoted, with the federal government rolling out a new campaign ahead of Christmas and the New Year. Australia's vaccine coordinator, Lieutenant General John Frewen, received a booster jab against COVID-19 on Tuesday. The country's vaccine task force leader attended Erindale Pharmacy in Canberra and issued this message to any hesitant eligible Australians.
People have understood the importance of getting vaccinated against the previous variants. Now, this Omicron, the recommendation's been made that the booster is important and people can and should do it from 5 months. So I'd say to them, you know, that minor convenience of avoiding, you know, far more dire consequences potentially is, you know, I think self-evident for most of these people. So I'm sure that people will make the decision to get out and get done as quickly as they can.
Australia's National Science Agency, the CSIRO, and the New South Wales Rural Fire Service have released a new model for predicting the speed and behaviour of eucalypt forest fires. Eucalypts make up more than 70% of Australia's forests, and some of the country's most extreme fire events spread rapidly through this type of vegetation. The Vesta Mark II model is based on data gathered from 40 years of Australian fire events and will be rolled out this summer to help control rooms predict and suppress blazes. Bushfire behaviour researcher Dr. Andrew Sullivan says the model will help firefighters determine which fires are the biggest threats and issue immediate bushfire warning messages.
What we've found is with the impacts of global warming, we're having a greater frequency of the conditions that are leading to those extreme fires happening. So when we do have those extreme fire weather conditions, the model can predict quite well the behaviour and spread of fires burning under those conditions.
Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny and 28. Adelaide, cloud clearing, 28 degrees. Mostly cloudy in Melbourne, a top of 20. Hobart, a possible shower, 21. Canberra, a shower or two and a possible storm, 30. Wollongong, similar forecast, 27. Sydney, sunny with a late shower, 28. Newcastle, sunny and 29. Brisbane, similar and 31. Cairns, also sunny and 34. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.